Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. What an awesome Jesus we serve. He's a mighty God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and the God of gods. But let's come to him in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord, and we thank you and worship you for this beautiful, glorious, magnificent day that you have made for us. Lord, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for teaching us by the Holy Ghost all these wonderful things. And then as we learn these great and awesome things, thank you for doing the wonderful things you do for us, Lord. We're so grateful for what you provide for us. You provide exceedingly abundantly above our greatest imaginations. Lord, thank you for the good health you give us, the ability to walk and talk and see and feel all the five physical senses you give us. But thank you for the sixth sense of faith, Lord, that we can get great things done. Now, Lord, if we teach your word, may you bless the people with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, we think about this series we're talking about, our identity in Christ, who we are in Christ, and what we can do once we learn who we are in Christ. A lot of times we make the wrong statements, and we tell stories and say things that's not true. And we don't realize the impact that these kind of things will have, and sometimes the lifelong impacts they have on some people, especially children. I'm going to tell you a little story about a woman that had a child and said this little child was walking around the house playing and having fun and everything, and telling the child how to do some things and everything, and sometimes the little girl obeyed, sometimes she didn't. And finally she asked Mama. She said, "Mama," and of course the reason I'm thinking about this is because my wife is now beginning to get a few strands of gray in her hair. You know, that happens, if you live long enough, it usually happens to everybody. But she's beginning to get a few strands of gray in her hair. And this was the case. Well, this case, this mother had this little girl, and she was beginning to get a few strands of gray. And the little girl says, "Mother, why do you have those strands of gray hair in your head? Why is your hair turning gray?" And the mother said, "Well, every time you do something that makes me unhappy or breaks my heart, it makes one of my hairs turn gray." The little girl looked at her mother a minute, and she thought about this great revelation for a few minutes, and all of a sudden she said, "Well, Mother, then why are all of grandmother's hairs gray?" Well, now see, you have to be careful when you say something like that, because if that was the case, then obviously her mother was a very bad little girl, because her mother, all of her hair were gray. So see, she told her little girl something that's not true. She didn't tell her the truth, but it could affect that little girl's life. But anyway, it's amazing how that we have these kind of comebacks on things. But that's why the Lord tells us that we should be truthful. And we should not tell stories that are, we shouldn't tell things, but we should be truthful in everything we say and not some other way. But as we go through life, some of us learn these great and awesome things and some of us do not. Now then, most of us, I believe, as Christians are like I was most of my life, and we never learned to identify with Christ. And it took me a long time to do it. But slowly but surely, I began to learn that I was seated in the third heaven with Christ, and so I could go to the throne of grace. I've done entire teachings on the throne of grace, going to the third heaven. Because when I learned to go to the throne of grace, or the third heaven, that I was already seated in Christ, I began to go to the throne of grace and get great things done. Now then, after I learned that I was a joint heir with Christ, and just like Romans 8 says, and that everything that was available to Jesus was available to me. And then in 2 Peter chapter 1, when I learned about these great and exceeding promises. Now, I'm going to read that scripture to you again today. I read it last week, but I want you to see this great and awesome promise. In 2 Peter chapter 1, it's got some awesome statements in here. "According as his," God's divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, all these things are ours, and we get them through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, and whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these exceeding great and precious promises, we might be partakers of the divine nature and having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust or sin. Now, many people today are sick and afflicted, even in the church, because they don't know these great and awesome promises. I mean, I think about the men and the women that I prayed for in the last 10 years that received something magnificent from God. Like the story I told you last week about Johnny, how when Johnny had been crippled for 21 months, a tree had fell across his legs, and he couldn't walk. But yet I prayed one simple prayer of faith for him, and God healed him. Or I think about Dr. Gary, the gentleman that just a few months ago that had had a fall out of a tree, instead of a tree falling on him, on top of him, he was up in the top of a big tree, and he fell out of that tree all the way to the ground and broke his back. And he's not walking either, but his back had been crushed, the lower part of his back, and it happened on a Tuesday, and he was only down till the next Sunday. And Sunday, he called me himself and asked me at 10 o'clock at night to pray the prayer of faith for him, and I use one of these great and precious promises. Now, when the Lord tells us here that through these exceeding great and precious promises, we shall become partakers of the divine nature of God, I used a great and precious promise, Mark 11:23. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, I can literally speak to a mountain, and if I don't doubt in my heart, that mountain will move. Now, that mountain in your life can be anything that pertains or resists you having this divine health and living in this life of abundant life that God, and you know, that God wants you to live in. So whatever that mountain is, He has empowered you with these great and awesome promises to speak to your mountain, and the mountain has to move. And then He says, after you can speak to a mountain, He says, whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you'll have it. So that's pretty awesome too. But most people are like I was most of my life, and I did not believe that awesome, great and awesome promise. But now I'm trying to do my best to believe with no doubt in my heart. Well, that night, a few months ago, whenever I prayed the prayer of faith for Dr. Gary, and here he was 1,000 miles away, or almost 1,000 miles away from where I was, and I was talking to him on a cell phone. And to think that I could quote that great and awesome promise to a man over a cell phone that's many, many miles away, and then I could guarantee him in the name of Jesus that the King of the universe would heal him. God moved to my heart that night to quote that verse, and when I quoted that verse, by God moving on my heart in absolute faith, the very instant I spoke and asked God to heal Dr. Gary's back, He instantly healed that man's broken back. He's been completely healed ever since. But see, this is learning what your identity is with Christ, who you are as a son of God, and then through these exceeding great and precious promises, you can not only be a partaker of the divine nature of God yourself, but you can pray the prayer of faith and use these great and awesome promises so somebody else can become a partaker of the divine nature of God. You can be just like Him and His nature, His character. But God wasn't sick. God didn't have a broken back. So I didn't think Dr. Gary should have a broken back. He received what I prayed in faith. Now then, and he says, after having all these great and precious promises, and he says, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Well, the only way you're going to gain this knowledge is spend many hours studying this magnificent book, the Word of God. And to knowledge, temperance. You're to be temperate. You're to be solid. And to temperance, patience. Now, patience is not something that most of us do very well. You don't like to, I'm patient. as long as it don't take over 5 seconds for it to happen. Now then, this is where so many people miss it when it comes to healing, because God's not in a hurry. He knows your circumstances. He knows what you're doing. And patience is not something we do well. But, and he says, also to patience, godliness. Now then, what if we can't walk in patience? Well, I do not know or do not understand God in his entirety by no means. He is so far beyond anything I can comprehend. But I have learned that I have to trust him. Whatever he wants to do is what I should want to do. I mean, it's very difficult when you're driving down the road and you have a flat on your car and you know you got to be somewhere in 15 minutes and you know you're already going to be close or maybe already a minute or two late and you have a flat. It's very difficult to get out of the car and say, Lord, I praise you and thank you for this flat. Most people will not do that. They won't walk in that kind of patience. They'll walk in impatience. They'll start kicking the tire or screaming, or even Christians, some of them will cuss. You know, it's obvious we have never learned who we are in Christ. We don't know what we are doing. We don't know how to trust God. We don't know how to put him first in all things. And we don't know how to cast our cares on him. But if you learn this, then you have a flat. You say, oh, Lord, I praise you and thank you for this flat. I know that, or whatever the problem was, I know that it's okay. I know you're in control. We're going to change the flat now. We're going to go on or whatever it is, and we're going to be there exactly when you want us to be there. The other day, I was going to go to another city to pray for a man. I had forgotten. I thought they were coming to our ministry center. And then about an hour before the appointment, my secretary called me and said, Pastor, you do know you got a family to meet with at 1 o'clock. I said, yes, I know. But I said, it's only 12 and I've got an hour so I can be back easily. She said, well, I'll call them and tell them to make sure they don't forget. So she called me back in about 3 minutes and she said, the appointment is in their house. The man's sick and you promised to come to their home. I thought, wow, she's absolutely right. I had made that promise. I told her, I said, call them and tell them I'm going to be late. But I said, ask them if they could come to the airport and pick me up. I could fly over there. I was out at the airport or close to the airport. I said, I can just go to the airport, get in a plane, fly over there to their city, and they're only 5 miles from that airport. So if they can pick me up, I won't be near as late. And she called, and they said they could. No problem. So I'm trying to get the airplane ready, trying to get ready to go over there, and it comes a thunderstorm. I mean, it's pouring down rain.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.